This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. As we just heard, Steve DiCaprio found a way to move into abandoned homes, but squatters don't always limit themselves to houses without known owners. Just ask Opal Palmer Adisa. 3 years ago, two tenants took over her Oakland home, which she had rented to them during her academic year abroad. When she tried to move back in after the lease was up, they refused to get out or pay the rent. She shared the story with us in this commentary recorded back in 2011.
These people, the tenants, have told me that they have no intention of moving. They have told me they're going to purchase my house. This is apparently the latest scam. A group of people rent a property, pay for a while, then stop paying. Then they wait until the house goes into foreclosure. My house is heading in that direction. Then they turn around and purchase the property at below market value. Although I've tried to evict the tenants on my own since February, they are still in my home and I've been left homeless. I had a friend paste eviction notices all over the house so they couldn't claim ignorance. I've tried reasoning with them, tried to negotiate an agreement, but to no avail. Carjacking is a criminal offense. But in Oakland, California, housejacking or squatting seems to be officially sanctioned and quite legal.
That's Oakland homeowner Opal Palmer Adisa. She recorded that story for us back in 2011. Last week, we reached out to her for an update, which she shared with us via Skype.
As a result of the show, someone pro bono decided that they would help me to get them out. And so I was granted injunction, which meant I won the case and was entitled, or am entitled, to back rent for the 10 months that they were in the house. And they completely trashed the house. I mean, I was just so devastated because here were people who were in my house for 10 months who had not paid PG&E, water, anything. I mean, it was really bad. And I was... really, I felt disempowered and weak and that there was really no justice.
By the time Adisa reclaimed her home, her mortgage was sold to a new bank and the place was in foreclosure. She says she did a short sale and Wells Fargo bought the home. But
I'm still in the house and I'm still fighting. I still get stuff from Wells Fargo that says I have to move out. Nobody seems to want to deal with me with regards to refinancing the house and maintaining it. You know, I'm at the end of my rope and I'm really tired and I really think that if something doesn't happen this year, I'll stay in the house until basically they evict me, you know, and I should have been out and I have nowhere else to go and so I'm just there. So that really is the story. It's not a unique story, you know. I can't tell you how many people, there's still a group in L.A. That has started as a result of my efforts, and because that is still happening. It is still happening. You know, I am not for people being exploited, and I know that sometimes tenants are exploited, but there has to be equity.